After a little over a week of camp, what are your impressions of Brandon Weeden? How do you think he's grasping it?
Brandon is solid. He's doing a good job at retaining the information. Like I said, we're all in this thing together. We all grinding, and we're not where we want to be. You know, it was some ugly plays here and there by all of us, but we just got to go to the film room, clean them up, come back, and try not to make the same mistakes all over again.
Are you okay with the new pads they're making you guys wear this year?
I have to be okay, but
No choice, right?
I mean, me personally in the past, I didn't wear anything. It's new, it's different, but I'm gonna follow the rules just like everybody else have to.
Gotcha. Are they restrictive at all though? I mean, do you find,
Mentally, you know, yeah, if you let it get to your head or bother you, but for the most part, they pads, you know, when you running in your route and you breaking out, you're not really thinking about it. You're just reacting.
I think all receivers think they're open all the time. Is there a fine line?
What you mean, man? What you mean by
that? You know, you see guys waving their hands.
Right.
Is there a fine line between thinking you're open and kind of...
Absolutely. You know,
making the quarterback mad or showing up the quarterback?
Absolutely. You know, we don't see what the quarterbacks see, you know. And then, obviously, being a receiver, we're getting better at every day at looking at the overall coverage, looking at the whole shell, you know, instead of just our guy. And it's certain things that the quarterback sees that we don't see and can cause him not to come our way. You know, that's just a part of the game and what it is. But, you know, when we go out, we try to win our matchup, man, and that's what we do as a receiver.
Did it take a while for you to come to terms with that? Maybe, you know, as you get a lot older in your career?
Absolutely. I say the more and more you play, the more comfortable you get with it. The more reps you get, the more second nature it becomes. So, you know, I was fortunate to play for June Jones at Hawaii. So he would actually teach us from the quarterback's perspective, you know, how to find the soft spots in the zones, you know, how to read coverages on the run. So it came pretty natural as I got into the league. And now I just want to try and help as much as possible and spread it to everybody else.
Hey, what kind of potential does Gordon have?
He has all kind of potential, man. He's big, can run, can catch. You know, he has all the tools to be an explosive receiver in his league. He just, you know, has to, you know, stay healthy and stay in the playbook, man, and just continue to have that hunger inside and go get it.
Do you feel like a mentor to those young, him and little, or is that kind of stuff overblown?
You know what? Those, at the end of the day, both of those guys are grown as well, you know, and me personally, I'm not the type to step on toes, but I'm a leader by example, you know, so I like to show, you know, how I can help, you know, whether it's in the meeting room or whether it's on the football field, you know, or even in life. You know, we all got things that we go through, you know, and it's unfortunate, but I've always, you know, reached out to them if they needed me or whatever, but we're pretty tight. Those guys are doing a great job, you know, on and off the field. We just got to continue to stay together, stay healthy, and keep rocking.
Is that a hard thing to do when you're the new guy? You know what I mean?
Right. And that's the biggest thing. You know, I know I'm the new guy coming in, you know, and I didn't want to, you know, rub those guys the wrong way like I'm a know-it-all type of person. That's not even the case because I learn from them every day as well. But at the same time, you know, I've had some experiences, and I'm open to share those experiences, you know, and in any way, shape, or form, you know, whether it's on or off the field. And I think that's how our camaraderie builds.
Well, what's it going to be like an open day for you when you go against the Dolphins?
It's going to be like another Sunday, man. Just got to, you know, just do me. I feel I'm most effective when I'm poised and just let the game come to me. You know, it's going to be a little emotional knowing I know everybody on the sideline, on that side, but you know, we're here to win a football game.
Those players, when they're traded, though, they always have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, maybe against the other team, but
no hard luck. I mean, you know, I'm a Cleveland Brown now. You know, I was appreciative for my time there, the opportunity given. But you know, we know how this league is, and I'm here now.
Can you tell them defense or anything about Tannehill?
Say it again.
Can you help the defense anything about?
I mean, they watch him. You know, they gonna watch him on tape, and they'll be able to see. But you know, Tannehill's a good player, man, and I'm pretty sure he'd be even better this year. So.
Devon, you probably asked this question, but just talk about the competition that you're going out here against this defensive backs unit, Chris Owens, Joe Hayden, Buster Screen, Leon McFadden. Talk about this group of guys that you're facing every day in practice that gets you better.
They good, man, and that's the thing. You know, we all compete, and I think the biggest thing, you know, when you compete, you get the best out of both sides, you know. So they're getting good work, we're getting good work. And it's more of a game-like situation because these guys are bringing it every day. So it forces you to stay on your toes and not slip up and just continue to keep grinding every day.
How much does it help the fact that you guys, ones are going against ones? It's not like the first defense is going against the second offense. Yeah.
Well, it's more realistic because you're going to be going against, you know, the best of the best every Sunday. So it gives us the heads up and it gives us the opportunity to prepare for those type of guys. We all know how dominant they can be, and our goal is to go out and be dominant ourselves. So at the end of the day, it's going to make the team better.
I know being a veteran within that wide receiver core, the young guys come and pick your brain. But from the perspective of a defensive back, do they come and pick your brain like, hey, how do I cover this? How do I cover that?
Absolutely, and that's how we all get better, you know, whether it's, you know, in the film room or on the field. Like I said before, those guys pick our brains, we pick their brains. You know, I'm asking them, did I rise up in my route? Did I trigger anything for you to jump and break? You know, and same thing vice versa. So I think it's good dialogue between us and the DBs, and then at the end of the day, it's just making the team better.